Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here from lifeonfire.com, and this video is about how I fully intend and plan to raise over $100,000 for Pencils of Promise, which is an amazing nonprofit, all while building the brand for Life on Fire, helping tons and tons of people literally around the world, and it's a model that you can duplicate as well. Check it out. Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire. All right, so we're back, and so here's the thing. I'm going to break down a model that I'm using that is something I've done in the past, and it's called creating a virtual telesummit. And the purpose of it is to build your brand, to build your email list, and to build your influence so that you can charge more, so that you can attract clients. You know, maybe you're getting PR, build your brand, build your business, and the great thing is that you're creating a brand positioning by putting your face right next to other experts. And I'm going to share how we're doing it. I'm going to share what we've got going on. So the strategy is called the virtual summit strategy. And basically what it is you want to go out, you want to first, number one, get an anchor speaker for this. And in our case, you know, we did some work with Gary Vaynerchuk. We had a contract with him. We leveraged this into that. And the way it works is basically, you know, we're asking for 30 to 60 minutes of someone's time to speak on this event. The next thing is when you look at that and you say, all right, well, how do you get that influential speaker? Well, you got to make it about them. You know, what's in it for them? In Gary Vaynerchuk's case, you know, we bought a lot of books from him. We basically paid for his time. That's one way. The other way is go out and get a speaker, get someone that's influential. And if they have to sell their products and services at the end of your interview, so be it. Maybe at the end of the interview, the value for them is that they can promote their free opt-in offer, maybe their free book, maybe their free report, right? Give them something of value to make them want to be a part of it. Now, why would they say yes to be on this virtual summit? Well, it's because if you're going to come to them, you've got to have a couple ducks in a row. Number one, you've got to look the part. If you're coming to them as an expert, which, you know, this is something you're stepping into, well, then you've got to have some nice graphic design. You know, the Life on Fire virtual summit looks, the page looks awesome, right? And it looks cool. It looks solid. Someone can take one look at it and say, all right, if I don't know Nick Unsworth, but I look at the page and it looks tight, and Gary Vaynerchuk's in on it, they'll make a split second decision and you'll get a yes, right? It's like dominoes. You get the first anchor, then other people will follow suit too. So again, the strategy is you want to go out and get the anchor speaker, someone with a big name that has influence, get them to say yes, have amazing graphic design, make sure that you're clear in the what's in it for them, stack the cards in their deck, really hook them up, right? Make sure that they're happy. And then from there, go out and get the other speakers. So once you've done that, in our case, we've got 25 speakers for the Life on Fire Summit. The next step is you also then want to look at it and you get the speakers on board, and you want to make sure that when you do this launch, that you set it up in a way that's going to be a real win for consumers, right? So for a consumer, you can charge them money and they can spend $500 to get 25 sessions. That's a model that Michael Stelzner with Social Media Examiner uses every quarter. And the guy does millions of dollars on you know, with his business. And because people are paying for the time of those speakers. Now, in my case, I'm choosing not to charge for it. I'm getting some of the world's most sought after experts, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk, Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank. We've got John Lee Dumas for podcasting, Chris Ducker, Michael O'Neill, you know, Brian Tracy, you know, a renowned like legend in entrepreneurship and sales and marketing. And, you know, Mike Koenig's. So, you know, I went out and got these folks on the Life on Fire Virtual Summit. And you want to get them to, you want to wrap them up where you've got agreements in place. You want to ask them to cross promote with you. And again, you got to stack the cards in their deck so that they have value from exposure. all the way down to maybe their opt-in offer. In my case, I'm making it even juicier because I'm doing a fundraising product behind it. So in my case, Life on Fire Virtual Summit consumer sees the marketing, sees all the action and the buzz online. They come to the page and say, wow, for entering my email address, I'm going to get access to all these sessions. I'm in. Now, at that point, they enter their email. The next thing that pops up is boom. It is a video explaining what I'm calling the Business on Fire bundle. Name subject to be changed, but basically it's a bundle that has my $1,000 course, Facebook Advertising A to Z, which is worth way more than $1,000. We've got a course from John Lee Dumas. We've got a course from Mike Koenig, a course from Brian Tracy, all these really cool people, boom, making it so that this thing, this bundle is worth well over $10,000, literally worth over $10,000. So for that person, the entrepreneur, the aspiring entrepreneur, they make that decision, say, for $97, are you kidding me? I'm going to get all that stuff. And they buy it. Now, when they buy it, we're taking 100% of our donations and we're taking that money and we're giving it to charity. 100%. All of it. And the reason is because this is going to do something that just changes life. Not only our lives, the lives of all the people that are going to be impacted with the donations, but it changes the lives of the entrepreneurs in our sphere. For me as a business coach, I want to lead by example. I want to build a business that's meaningful, has purpose, and I wake up in the morning with a big old smile, and I feel good that we're actually not only making money and helping our clients creating success stories, but we're actually making an impact in the world. You know, I could die next week and know that we built a school in Guatemala, right? We built 4 schools in Guatemala, right? Good things are happening. And so the whole thing is when you attach a purpose behind your business, everything changes. It's not about you anymore. And when you have that higher level of enlightenment or awakening, as some people call it, what ends up happening is that you stop worrying about the little details. You stop worrying about the little tiny challenges. You don't fret about money or not enough or lack mentality. You start playing a bigger game. So when you shift the focus of your company off of you and into the bigger picture, you start playing at a different level and you start living and operating at a very different level of a life on fire. And it's so freaking amazing because it's not just about you anymore. It's totally about everyone else around you. And so in our case, when we do that, we have other speakers and promoters and other people that are, you know, promoting this event with us. It's scheduled to launch October 15th, which is coming up very soon, and it's exciting. And so what'll happen is that as they cross-promote, that's the essence behind a launch, is you've got multiple people that are creating buzz. So when we email about it, we run Facebook ads, when we give away $25,000 of contest prizes, it creates this experience, right? Creates this buzz as we get other speakers to promote, other affiliates to promote, people that are just genuinely sharing it because it's like the guy's building schools in Guatemala and giving away a $10,000 course for $100 and all this content that he worked his butt off to get, and to get all these speakers for what? For an email address. You know what I mean? It's a very, very good, enticing, juicy offer. So as that's happening, we're building buzz. I mean, we're fully, you know, anticipating getting some significant PR from this and all that good stuff. And the goal is, as we do this, you know, our goal is to do over $100,000 as a fundraiser. And what's really cool is that we're not only leveraging the Telesummit model, but what we're also doing, and this is a technique that I learned from Joe Polish. I had a 10-minute phone call with the guy. I just joined his Genius Network for $25,000. I had a 10-minute call, and he said, Nick, I love it. I love it. I love the idea, love the concept. He's like, here's the thing. If instead of you collecting the money and donating it, instead have Indiegogo collect the money that still goes to you anyway, and then you donate it anyway. The difference meaning Indiegogo is a crowdfunding platform just like Kickstarter. And what happens is that if we, as we create all this buzz in the marketplace, all this buzz, boom, 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 all this buzz, and then as we build it up, when that fundraising happens on a platform like Indiegogo, that's going to create its own buzz within that own little world, and that is going to actually drive more awareness and more buzz and more actual purchases of the $97 bundle, which raises more money for the charity. So it's one little shift. Basically, the shift is just the shopping cart. Instead of it being our Infusionsoft shopping cart, it's on Indiegogo. But that one little shift is going to create a whole new audience that we're tapping into. Very, very smart, very, very cool. And we're going to learn a lot about Indiegogo. Joe's actually connected me with the dude that's the founder of Indiegogo, so I can learn about the platform, we can figure it out, and we can understand how to launch on it. So the end of the day, I've given you most of the details. It's get amazing speakers in your niche, right? Add value for them, put them first, truly, truly add value. Now, the next thing is, you know, get the main one first, then get the other speakers. And for you and your brand, even if you're not an expert, you could have a love for podcasting and want to be the biggest podcaster out there. And if you know nothing about it, go out and interview 10 podcasters. Have a podcast summit. Have a dating and relationship summit for women. Have a, you know, a how to be an entrepreneur and a mom, right? Take your niche, your passion, drill down, create the summit. Then the next step, get the anchor, get the rest of the people on board. I love the idea if you give some money back to charity. That would be a crusher. Now, as we deliver this, figure the people that are getting the sessions, we're delivering them live. We might pre-record them all on video. So the name TeleSummit is virtual. It's on the phone. You can just do a phone interview with the experts and then just give them access to it if you'd like. That's cool. In my case, I'm going to do video with each of the experts, and then when we are going to deliver it live every Tuesday and Thursday, because after we launch in October, we want to deliver these sessions live to build rapport, build a community, build a tribe of people that are excited and say, holy crap, Nick, you just raised 190 grand. You know what I mean? Like, we want to experience this with people. So we're going to deliver these things live. You know, the cool thing about live is we can interact together. You can ask me questions. We're going to give away prizes. We're going to do cool stuff. Podcast, if you're watching me right now, it's a one-way communication. Why would you not want to join the conversation live, right? So we're going to go live every Tuesday and Thursday starting in November. We're going to share these sessions and we're going to interact. Many times the speakers will be there to answer questions. We're going to have a monster thread, hashtags, everything like that. And the cool thing is when that's done, we're going to have a replay. That replay does what? We can take the replay and put it to the podcast, send it to iTunes, tap in and give more value to our iTunes audience, to you guys, you know, subscribers on YouTube, the iTunes audience. So it's a total way to leverage the brand positioning of others, to leverage platforms like iTunes and YouTube. If you're going with video, to leverage, if you're doing audio, you can still leverage iTunes. So this one strategy alone can literally be a business. This can also tie into your podcast launch. This can also, you know, raise 100K for charity like we're going to do. And, you know, we're also making it a win for affiliates. We're going to sell a couple courses as we deliver these things live because, quite frankly, to get people to want to promote this, they want to be able to make money. So, you know, we're going to sell John Lee Dumas's Podcaster's Paradise, you know, and Life on Fire is not even going to get any of that. But at the end of the day, you know what that's going to do? That's going to add value for our affiliates. Because anyone that sends an opt-in to us, that becomes part of this experience, and they buy anything for the rest of our lives through Life on Fire, they're going to get a commission. They buy John's course, they're going to get a commission. Why? Because I'm stacking the deck in their favor. If you want to grow your business extra fast, you want to use this strategy, you truly have to shift away from yourself and take, and instead turn it all around and think, how do I add value for you, right? And give, right? That's why we're doing the summit. That's why we set up this way. This is not a big profit center, but you know what's going to happen is we're going to have 25 speakers that they're going to say, this is an unbelievable experience. I cannot believe how much has been accomplished, how much money's been raised, and how much fun it was for a 40-minute interview with this Nick Unsworth guy. Our affiliates are going to make money. They're going to be part of making history as we raise all this money for charity. And at the end of the day, we're building schools in Guatemala. Shoot, as I sit here right now, it's Tuesday. It's 5:58, August 4th. Was it the 5th? Losing my mind. I think it's actually the 5th. And I leave tomorrow on Wednesday for Guatemala. I'm going to experience that. So this is my parting video before Guatemala, and I'm going to experience Guatemala. I'm going to be building a school. I'm going to be meeting the people from Pencils of Promise, experiencing that, and just literally changing my entire life by being inspired by that. I'm going to come back. You're going to see and witness a new Nick Unsworth because I'm going to have a whole amount of fire and passion about the project that's, I'm already fired up and passionate about it, but it's going to be another level. And that energy is going to be part of what fuels this whole thing to raise all this money for charity. And at the end of the day, you know, it's like, if we can make it a win for speakers, make it a win for you and for entrepreneurs to get content that's free like this, you know, have a $97 bundle that goes to charity that is worth $10,000, it's win, 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 win. And at the end of the day, when you add value for others and you just have that giver's mentality and that giver's heart, it will come back. I don't know when this thing's going to come back, but you know what? I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. The big man's got a big plan for me. And at the end of the day, I will be so happy and fulfilled knowing that we're helping people. We're going to directly impact and build these schools in Guatemala. I'm going to experience it. I'm going to see these little kids. I'm going to see lives being changed. And the cool thing is that for you to be a part of this thing and just experience it with us, join for the ride, experience it with us, then get the guts to do one yourself, right? And to do one for your industry. You know, support us, share it up, you know, dive in with us, see how we're doing it, take a part of it, be a part of the journey with us. It's going to be super exciting. And at the end of the day, this is just one more message to drive home the point that, you know, if you're not doing what you love every single day, then what the heck are you doing, man? Like, you know, cut the crap, you know, if not now, when, you know, and just start making those shifts to doing what you love, because when you are, you don't have to worry about things. Money will just come. You know, I'm not worried about anything. It's, you know, we're going to raise this money for charity, and it's like, it's being fueled straight by passion and purpose and meaning. And it's a heck of a ride, and it's so much fun. So looking forward to sharing with you guys what Guatemala is like, and I'll be coming back on fire. So definitely, you know, hope you found this this training valuable, and stay plugged in with us. We've got a lot of amazing stuff coming up, and my goal, as always, to create success stories and help you set your business and life on fire. We'll catch up with you soon. Cheers.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.